Many people may have heard what Kinyan Masechta is. If you haven't heard, I wanted to give a little bit of a short description of what it is and to share with you why I think it's so special in an attempt to maybe convince some people to start their own chaburas in their own neighborhoods in an attempt to spread the wealth of what Kinyan Masechta really stands for. Basically, many people have noted a phenomenon that many people who are working for a living, making a parnasa, have resigned themselves to allowing themselves to go through Shas, but in the mortal words of the Kutzker, not allowing Shas to go through them. That they'll go through Shas, they'll learn through it, but it doesn't really penetrate, they don't keep it, they don't retain the information, and they resign themselves to just making siyumim without ever either returning to the Masechta or very far down the line returning to the Masechta, and not really fully having a kinyan, really knowing it, and making the Torah part of you. And the Beis Halevi explains in his drashos famously that the real goal of Torah Shebaal Peh is to make yourself into a klaf for Torah Shebaal Peh. That Talmidei Chachamim make themselves into literally the klaf, the parchment on which Torah Shebaal Peh is written. That it's k'ilu as if the Torah Shebaal Peh is written onto you. And the Baal Tanya famously explains that b'chukosai teilechu, that the goal of really following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chok is to make it chakuk, ingrained, inscribed into you in a way that's indelible, that literally you become that which has been written into you. That's what's so novel about the idea of having something engraved into you, is that you become the actual words. The point of Torah Shebaal Peh is to become a part of you, for you to be Torah Shebaal Peh, to be the klaf, to be the luchos on which Torah Shebaal Peh are written. And the point of Kinyan Masechta is to try to facilitate that, for people who are working to be able to really know the Torah that they're learning and to really have a kinyan on it. Essentially, Rav David Newman, who started the Varevna program for high schoolers, together with Rav David Nakash, they started this program for people who are working for Baal Batim to really be kona the Masechta in a chabura context, the people to get together and to learn together, specifically starting with Sukkah generally, and to really know it. So to give you the basic surah of the chabura, the basic way that the chabura works is every single chabura is an hour of time that's split up into two or three parts, in the way that our chabura does it in Washington Heights. Essentially, the Rosh Chabura gives a chabura for 20 to 30 minutes, a slower-paced chabura to explain the information of the Gemara, and essentially he gives everything. He's explaining either any Rishon Masorah-based Pshat, Rashi, Tosfos, Ritva, Rambam, to explain the Gemara. This is based off the Mahalach of Rav Avigdor Miller, who's a Musmach of YU. So that's our personal connection, but this is the mahalach that he used to do. You give a Masorah-based pshat of introducing the Gemara, and the Rosh Chabura goes through that and gives time for everybody to write in any information that they'll need in order to be able to chasu that Gemara at a later time. So the Rosh Chabura is giving everything that the person needs in order to be able to go through this Gemara by just learning the Gemara and be able to read their notes, and they'll be able to understand the basic flow of the Gemara. So, and that's any Masorah-based pshat, Rashi, Tosfos, whatever is necessary to get through the Shakal Tariya of the Gemara. The Rosh Chabura gives that for 20 to 30 minutes. I'll explain the Tzura of the Washington Heights Chabura in a moment, but let's say 30 minutes. And then people break up into Chavrusas and they do Chazara for 30 minutes with each other. So essentially they'll break up into Chavrusas and they'll Chazar 30 minutes with each other. Each Chavrusa is intended to go through this at least once. So each Chavrusa reads through the Shakal Tariya of the Gemara once and listens to the other Chavrusa read through the Shakal Tariya of the Gemara once. Then, over the course of the day, after the Chabura breaks up, every member of the Chabura is expected to do Chazara at least once over the material that we've done. As far as Kinyan Masechta is concerned, according to Chazal, based off of Chazal, you haven't learned it even once if you haven't learned it four times. If you haven't learned it four times over the course of the day, it's ki'ilu if you've never learned it yet. So we at least do four times over the course of the day. Now, our chabura in Washington Heights, what we do is we have a chabura for 20 to 25 minutes, and we break early to an attempt to do chazara on the previous day's material at least once each side. So that gives an extra round of chazara every single time. So if you want to do that, to take 10 minutes, do an extra round of chazara on the previous day's material, it makes a lot of sense. It's very good. Helps us solidify the material a little more if people are interested in that. But that's the basic tzura of the chabura. I'm going to post a link to a recent Siyum event that all the chaburas had together. It was incredible. It's incredible to see what people are accomplishing, what people are doing, and to the website so that you could look into it further. It's really been amazing for the chabur here in Washington Heights, and it's been amazing for many of the chaburas. I think there are over 40 already now in terms of what they've been able to accomplish. People who are mamish working full-time and are able to literally be kona a masechta and know sukkah like the back of their hand, no Megillah like the back of their hand, sota, there are different masechtas that people are doing. And it's kedai for as many people as possible to get involved and to get started with this. If you hear about Kenyan Masechta, it's kedai to start a chabura in your own area. It's kedai to spread the wealth and to recognize how much of a difference it makes in people's lives. You don't have to be shooting for the stars. If you could start with 4, 5, 6 people, great. The ideal is to have 12. That's the ideal size for any chabura. But whatever you can, whatever you can start, to go for it, to do it, and to really make Torah chakuk, to make it engraved into you, to make yourself a taklaf for Torah Shebaal Peh, and to recognize that ultimately we need to not only go through the Torah, but the Torah has to ultimately go through us. Hatzlacha Rabbah, and I hope anybody who has the opportunity to start a chabura will do so. Shkach.